Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP for the 5th of February. I'm Paul White, and we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning verse 15 today. And in this confidence, what confidence? The confidence that he trusts they're going to understand his sincerity, his lack of duplicity, his lack of fleshly wisdom. I didn't really comment on verse 12 enough yesterday. Just let me say this. There is a thing called fleshly wisdom. It will carry you a long way in the world, but it will not solve your internal spiritual issues. And so if you want to make an impact on your spirit, man, you're going to need to transcend fleshly wisdom. I didn't say you're going to discount fleshly wisdom, that there's nothing you can learn in the natural. That's ridiculous. Of course there's something you can learn in the natural. It's not as if God created us, put us on the earth, and said, now everything you learn down here is stupid. No. Man's knowledge is immense, and it's part of our likeness and image of God quality. But there's more than just fleshly wisdom. There's more than merely things you can learn in books and merely things you can learn by experience. There's the things of the Spirit that come by the grace of God. This is listening for the voice of the Spirit for wisdom in areas in which you may not know what to do or have any concept or even any way of learning what to do. It's listening to the voice of the Spirit. I have found that if you'll listen to the voice of the Spirit, He'll help you with your mind. He'll show you what you need for your physical body. He'll show you what's going on in your issues, and then you can take the baby steps you need to take to make the move you need to make. So it's in this confidence, verse 15, that I intended to come to you before that you might have a second benefit to pass by way of you to Macedonia, to come again from Macedonia to you, and be helped by you on my way to Judea. So an out and back, basically. I want to bless you on my way out. I wanted to bless you on my way in. And I want you to be able to help me on my way. This is sort of a mutual benefit. And that still happens to this day between minister and congregation, or between a church and a pastor, or between, you know, under shepherd and sheep. It's like, I bless you. You bless me, you help me get to a place where I can bless others. And I don't take lightly that is what's happening in this ministry, that I bless some of you bless me, enough of you bless me in a way in which I can keep going forward and blessing someone else. And as long as that happens, we keep doing that. And that's scriptural for that give and take to be the way that it works, which is, this is the basic framework, the basic building blocks that Paul starts laying out here in the early chapters of 2 Corinthians that will culminate deeper in this book with good, solid New Covenant teaching on giving, which will exclude mandatory giving, because there's no grace in mandatory giving. But there is liberty and grace in the giving that has as its end result fruit production. And that's what Paul's talking about, is that we are mutually beneficial to one another, that you bless what I'm doing and I bless you. Therefore, 17, therefore, when I was planning this, did I do it lightly? Or the things I plan, do I plan according to the flesh, that with me there should be yes, yes, and no, no. But as God is faithful, our word to you was not yes and no. The word there, word, is the word message. Our message to you was not yes and no. Let me slow down here for a minute and make sure we understand what's going on. Do I plan and do what I do according to the flesh, that with me there should be yes, yes, and no, no? Do I come to you and the message that I deliver to you be yes, yes, and no, no. Paul seems to be connecting fleshly wisdom, something he talked about in verse 12, into the message that he preaches to the Corinthians in 17 and says, I do not deliver this message according to the flesh, because the message according to the flesh would deal with yes, yeses, and no, nos. It would be do this, do this, don't do this, don't do this. And I think a message from the flesh is always going to concentrate on the flesh. So if it's a message out of the flesh, it's going to deal with what people are doing in and out of their flesh. In other words, it's going to give a list of do this, that's yes, yeses, and don't do this, that's no, nos. If it's a message out of the Spirit, then it's going to deal with the invisible. It's going to deal with identity. It's going to deal with state and standing. Out of those things will come activities, without a doubt. But we have to plant seeds, cultivate, weed, fertilize, put in the sun, give proper water before we can eat the apple. The apple's way down the road. There's no reason to go into the orchard and scream about apples. The things have to be done in the orchard to get us to apples. It's an essential part of the growth. So to do it according to the flesh would be yes, yes, and no, no. 18, but as God is faithful, our message to you was not yes and no. So our message to you was not do's and don'ts. Some have translated this to mean our message to you was not sometimes yes, sometimes no. And I see that as a possibility as well, due to the lack of duplicity that he talks about in verse 12, that our message is not one way one day and one way the other day. That works as well, because that's true gospel preaching is not a waffling back and forth between what's allowed and what is not allowed, or one thing one week and another thing another week until we're so confused on where we're supposed to land. But our message is not yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, by me, Silvanus and Timothy. Silvanus and Timothy are mentioned. Silvanus is mentioned in 1 Peter 5. Of course, Timothy has already been mentioned in this book, and there are two letters addressed to him, was not yes and no's, but in Christ was yes. So our message is not yes and no. Our message is Jesus, who is a yes. Our message is not do's and don'ts. Our message is a man. In Christ, yes. Now, verse 20, that's my stuff, man. Verse 2 Corinthians 1:20, that's my message. That's the one that I'll tell you tomorrow. That's the verse. We're going to dig in tomorrow. Can't wait. See you then. God bless.